second.
What?
I don't know. I need to find. You know, Brian Altimer's our sonic genius. Mm-hmm. All the funny stuff you hear on this show, all the music, everything comes from him. Now we are about to have United States Air Force Captain on the air, and you're playing that. What are you doing? This man is a United States Air Force Thunderbird, and he deserves. Not that, is it because you're a Marine? Is that why? Because Brian is a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why that you're doing that?
What's wrong with that?
Well, this is Navy. Captain, don't you agree with me on this?
Do you have a preference in what we play?
What would you like to hear?
I think Danger Zone is pretty cool because it represents, you know, going fast and doing awesome things, and that's what the Thunderbirds do. So we're the Air Force, but we still have those things intertwined into our show, so I'm cool with Danger Zone.
All right, fine.
Settles it then.
This was a Marine trying to mess with us, though, mm-hmm.
He's very thoughtful about what he selects.
Yeah, I don't like that. He's playing a love song for you, Captain. That ain't right. I'll tell you that right now.
A little too soft, I'd agree.
It's all good.
So United States Air Force Thunderbirds are here in Chicago for the Air and Water Show. You're going to start seeing them practice tomorrow around the lakefront, and then you guys do your practice show on Friday and then Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, the Chicago Air and Water Show, it's free to the public. Saturday and Sunday we'll be out there, so we're excited.
Yeah. Have you flown Chicago yet?
I have flown over Chicago doing a presidential protection mission in an F-15E, but I have not flown there at the Thunderbirds. This is my first year, so I'm excited to be there.
Yeah, this is I had the great honor and pleasure of flying with you guys a number of years ago here, and I had a guy who was the second year and had flown the Chicago show before,
mm-hmm.
and because you guys do 2-year right. tours, right?
We do, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, and he was talking about how this is such a unique environment because these guys fly shows all over the country, all over the world, actually. And in urban environments, it's particularly fun, but very few have the amount of water space with the building space that you guys have. Have you flown this box yet? Have you flown up there yet?
No, I haven't. So tomorrow what we'll do is we'll roll into town and we'll do what's called a site survey. So we have about an hour chunk of airspace where we can go in and just kind of get a lay for the land and see how the buildings are and see where they're laid out. So that way when we actually do the shows, we've kind of seen it before and we have a good strategy to deal with all the different challenges that kind of terrain presents.
What time will that be? Because I know a lot of people do like to get out on Friday and try to catch a glimpse of the practice, and it's fun to see, and it's not as populated as Saturday and Sunday, so I know it's a favorite.
Yeah, I think we're going to get there about noontime local Chicago time. So,
oh, cool!
Right around noon.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is fun to watch them buzz around, and it is
now what position did you fly in? Do you remember the jet number that you flew in? When you
was in 7. I mean, it was a meteor ride, so I didn't fly with the team. I flew with a solo. I flew in the 7.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I will never forget. This is a great moment. We approached the threshold of the runway, and something went wrong in there was an instrument was having a problem.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so the little truck came out because these flight. Uh-huh. What is the most amazing thing about this is you think about these jets. It's not just the jets that are flying. It's also they got a C-17 that flies a big ass, you know, like cargo aircraft that's flying all their equipment and their staff and all of that. These guys came out and they fixed the thing. And I said to the guy who was also a captain who was flying me, I said, are you sure? Are we completely fixed here? Are you sure we're done?
I can imagine all the questions you would have.
Yeah, and there was a lot of, and then there was a sit down and shut up response from him, and the next thing you know,
sort of
we were wheels up.
Right,
and
they know what they're doing.
It was quite a moment.
Oh man, yeah, you said it though. That's what this team's all about. So we've got about 25 different career fields on the team, and you got to talk to a maintenance specialist. Without those folks, we wouldn't be flying jets over Chicago tomorrow. So it's pretty awesome. The amount of trust that we put in our maintainers and the relationship we have is completely different from other Air Force squadrons. So the pilots will walk out to our jets. We don't look at them besides just the cockpit, and the maintainers have taken care of everything. So it's a really, really cool team dynamic that we have. It's the most trust I've had on any team I've ever been on. So you get to experience that. You get to get a snapshot of that, which is really cool.
Yeah, the behind the scenes there is really amazing. And they also, now you don't necessarily do the ground show for Chicago because you see these guys, if they're playing a different airport, playing, I don't know if that's the right term, flying at a different, performing at a different airport where the where the crowd can see them on the flight line. Mm-hmm. There's a whole thing that they do to get into their airplanes, which is very, very cool. You don't have to do that here because that you're taking off at an airport that's you know 20 miles away from the actual flight, from the box that you guys are going to be flying.
Captain, I want to ask you about... Oh, go ahead.
No, no, I said you got it. I want that. We also, at the end of this show in Chicago, we'll do what's called a Delta flat pass or a Diamond flat pass. And that's something that we typically don't do at some of the shows because we're kind of right over top of the crowd. So it's pretty cool because we'll form up as a six ship, a Delta, and we'll fly over top of the coastline there, and we'll have our smoke going, and we'll kind of go off into the sunset. So if one of you guys want to play Highway to the Danger Zone as we're doing that, that'd be really
cool. Brian, could you just play that for the captain right here? Because that is a very cool thing. It's a it's a low pass, and it's the best part of watching you guys because it's like, I'm just so glad you're on my side. That's what I'm thinking about every time I see those jets in the air.
It's just, it's awesome.
You know what? That's cool that you say that because every show that we do, I just get this sense of pride. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I performed in front of a crowd is at the Daytona 500. I just had this overwhelming sense of, wow, like our country has given us these tools to protect our freedom. It's incredible. And so every show I've done since then, I just get this feeling of, wow. I'm a very lucky person, and America is the best country on this planet every time I fly. So I'm excited to share a little bit of that with you and let Chicago hear some of the sounds of freedom that we'll bring tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds of freedom is for sure.
Speaking of the tools, Captain, talk about the F-35, because are we going to get to see that in this air show?
Well, that's a separate unit.
I know, but do you know anything about it? Because apparently we're going to get to see it, and that they're replacing some of the F-16s in the military. They're billed as being some of the most super advanced new fighter jets out there.
Yeah. Well, I can't really talk to a lot of the specifics of the F-35 because I've never flown it. Mm-hmm. I do have friends that have flown it, and they think it's awesome. They think the capabilities of it are incredible. However, I can't really speak to that because I haven't flown it myself. But, yeah, you will get to see it fly tomorrow. I'm showing that the F-35 Heritage flight will be there. I believe they'll be flying with a P-51, showing off, you know, yesterday.
Right, and an F-4. They fly with a World War II jet, a Vietnam jet.
I love the historic.
And then the modern jet, the F-35, which is the newest in the inventory in the fleet.
Awesome.
There's been a lot of question about whether the Thunderbirds are going to get that jet at some point. When they retire the F-16. But the F-16, the F-16 has been around a long time, and it's going to be around for a while, too, I think. So
I think so, too. Yeah, it's an incredible jet. It's an incredibly maneuverable jet, perfect for the Thunderbird mission.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It's got a lot of life left in it, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's the most maneuverable jet in the United States military inventory, too. It's the only...
Absolutely.
It's the only jet that can make the turn, and it makes that turn that can make as tight a turn on in flight that doesn't kill the pilot, which is really an important moment right there. That it can
9.3 G's is what you'll probably see when number five does his. It's called the max turn half Cuban. So you'll see him do a max turn about 9.3 G's, and then he'll pull up. And then do what's called a half Cuban. So it's really cool to see that. I know that's going to be a crowd pleaser out in Chicago here in the next couple of days.
I just don't understand this because I didn't really get a chance to talk to right after I got out of the airplane. I talked to the pilot for a few minutes, at least as far as I could recall. And what I just don't understand is on that 9G turn, which they I was wearing a G suit. You know, it's like a pressure bladder around your legs, and when it happened. And I'm not going to lie to you here, Captain. When it happened, I thought I passed out. But then the pilot told me I was screaming the whole time. So I clearly didn't.
Mouth open?
Did you see
the video later?
I've got the video of it,
People never look as good as they think they do during that. You look like you're losing it in a real way, big way, from what ones I've seen.
Well, I was wearing the mask and the helmet. You don't really see what's going on. The eyes rolling back in my head and all that. But I don't understand how you can physically maintain control.
Seriously.
Of the stick. Because the stick has got such, you know, if you touch it just a little bit, that plane moves a lot.
You're right. You're right. And it's practice. So when I first started flying with a G suit and a high performance aircraft, there was times when, you know, the G's would onset and I didn't have the quite precise control that I have now. So the amount of practice that we do on this team is incredible. So in the training season, I flew about 87 sorties, 87 flights to get ready for this. So practicing at higher altitudes and slowly stepping down and practicing at further away from the Jets and then slowly getting closer together. So it's really a building block approach. And I was just like you, first time I flew, I was like, man, there's no way I'm going to be able to fly formation with this. But the amount of practice we get and the teamwork and the encouragement and the inspiration that we get from each other and, you know, the honest feedback we get, it helps. It really helps to kind of slow things down and allow you to get a good G strain, which is kind of when we squeeze all the muscles in our legs all the way up through our abs and keep the blood up in our brain. Allows us to do that.
Yeah.
And allows us to be very precise.
I just want to tell you, these guys are in such shape. They are.
Oh my gosh.
These guys are solid. There's an athletic nature to what, and this is true not just of United States Air Force Thunderbirds, but also of high performance fighter jet pilots in the U.S. military. They have to maintain a very, very, very strong core in order to be able to do this because, you know, in a shoot and war situation, they have to be, you know, this is, it's very fun and it's glamorous and it's beautiful when you watch this over the weekend as a civilian. But when they have to do their real job, what they're really getting paid for, then, you know, they have to be absolutely as precise as possible.
Oh,
and you
God.
Just cannot believe the amount of work that goes into what they do.
Absolutely.
And how hard it is.
Absolutely,
it looks
yeah.
easy, but it's not.
No, it doesn't look easy. It looks extremely hard to me. We have a request from several different texters, Captain. Can you ask him to do a flyover of the BP oil refinery tomorrow night by Gary Airport? And someone else is asking that every year near Gary Airport, they get to see you guys. Thanks for always for the great show.
Oh, great. Yeah, we'll actually be landing at Gary Airport, so I'm sure we'll get some flyovers of a lot of different things around there. We're excited to show those folks you know, where their tax dollars are going and give them a good show while we're taking off.
How does the weather impact things for you guys? Because I know we do have a little bit of clouds and some showers. We're going to talk to Tom Skilling later to get the full report for Saturday, but how does that impact
yeah.
what you guys do?
So we have different show levels for the different types of weather that we might see. So we can fly with up to clouds that are 1,500 feet. So as long as they're at 1,500 feet, we can do what's called a flat show. And then as the weather starts to raise up, as it starts to get closer to 3,000 to 5,000 feet, we can do what's called a low show, which we will actually get rolls in that show. And then as the clouds start to get up to about 8,000 to 10,000 feet, we can do what's called a high show. So the full loops and all the maneuvers for the high show are with that.
Yeah. It is something mm-hmm. to behold. And
yes,
these guys are American heroes. And the other thing I think that people need to know about these pilots is that they are actually combat pilots, combat trained, and that unit, if it's called, they just repaint that plane and it's and I think what is the turnaround? 48 hours, I think, Captain, right? Before you can convert the that your unit, which is based at Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas, into a full combat unit.
Yeah, you got it. So 48 to 72 hours we could stand up as a full combat unit, and you said it, you know, this unit represents what's going on out there 24 hours a day. So there's roughly 22,000 American airmen, men, women, civilians that are deployed around the globe right now that are out protecting our freedom. So what I hope happens is the citizens of Chicago and the surrounding areas, they look up and they see our jets and they remember that there's folks out there around the clock protecting their freedom so that we can sleep at night, that we can, you know, do great things back here at home because they're out there doing great things to keep us all safe.
All right, Captain okay. Ryan Bodenheimer, who is with the United States Air Force Thunderbirds, are going to be here. You'll see them in the sky tomorrow, but Friday, kind of a full show, and then Saturday, Sunday, full shows, we hope, if the weather holds. And thank you very much for your service, Captain.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to talk to you guys. We're just excited to be out in Chicago, and we'll see you from the air around noon tomorrow. I'll give you guys a wave.
Right. Yeah, just keep waving. Just keep waving. Thank you, Captain.
All
right. Thanks, Captain.
See you guys.
Doesn't he have to keep his hands on
the stick?
The stick.
Yep. Well, I don't know. You never know. I didn't. I kept my hands on that, like on my helmet, screaming. That's what I did.
They asked
us to do a flyby. It's so funny. When we were coming back to Gary, they asked us to do, you know, one of those like, fly by the tower, mm-hmm. right? Like they do in Top Gun, right? They told them not to. The tower asked us to do that. And I said, and because I had just finished 45 minutes up there, I was sweating. I thought I was near death. I said, no, just land the plane.
Like, no, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done.